I'm Trevor Castle. Joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports page, Mike Horowitz, the new offensive coordinator for the Central College football team, as the Dutch get ready to open the 2024 season against Illinois Wesleyan. It's our full week of previews with the Central College football coaches. So, Mike, thanks so much for joining us. Your first year as an offensive coordinator. You do come from the Central staff, got a little bit of experience here, but why don't you let our listeners know just a little bit about yourself, your background, and you know, how you ended up here at Central.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Trevor, thank you for having me. I got here at Central this past year, and I've really respected the way that you guys have covered Central football. So thank you for that. So I've been on the staff for a year. I'm originally from Wisconsin. I played college football at Liberty University in Virginia. Played wide receiver there from 2016 to 2019, and had the opportunity to stay on with the staff. So I coached with the running backs and the receivers there. And then in the 22 season, our head coach was looking for, he got the head coach job then at Auburn, so we were all looking for jobs. And I came across this job for Central College football. And my wife has family from Pella, Iowa. So that was my connection back to the staff, and I've enjoyed it here ever since.
All right, Coach Maiuri, who's been, offensive coordinator for nearly a decade here at Central, left for the head coaching job at Dubuque. How do you feel about stepping into some pretty big shoes from a program that, from a national perspective, is really known for its offense, right? And now you've got to carry that mantle.
Yeah, well, no, you're exactly right about that. There are some huge shoes to fill. That's actually the exact way I've been saying it since I got the job. And first of all, it's an honor. I'm really blessed to be in this position. Coach McMartin's, he's put a lot of trust in me and just hit the ground running from day one. But it's been exciting and have some great people to work with around here.
And so how do you try to start putting your own stamp on this thing in terms of how much do you carry over from what has been done and how much do you try to build from your own experiences? How much new stuff are you kind of experimenting with? How do you go about putting that all together?
Yeah, I mean, there certainly is a mix of everything that you mentioned right there. There were certain things about our offense that weren't broken, so they don't need to try to be fixed. But at the same time, we're going to play our offensive coordinator, our old offensive coordinator, once every year. So, terminology, signals, all those things need to be revamped and changed. And, obviously I want to put my own spin, own flair on things too. And I've been around some really good offensive football at other places as well. So bringing some of those elements into here as well for our guys has been really fun.
And I'm not going to even ask the question that I know you won't answer in terms of, like details of what this offense will look like. People eventually see that on the field. But just from a general standpoint, what is your philosophy offensively? What are you trying to accomplish? And what will we see when things are working at their best?
Yeah, absolutely. Number one, tempo. We've been a tempo offense here. Tempo is a big part of what we do. We practice it every single day. First period of practice is a tempo period, and we're trying to run plays as fast as possible. In fact, our tempo offense this past year we averaged a yard more per play in our tempo than we did on any other play. So it's a big part of what we do in winning, wearing defenses down and winning the fourth quarter. So that's a big part of what we do. In terms of philosophy, we like to spread the ball around. We have a lot of what I call difference makers here, and it's my job to get those difference makers the football. So putting guys in one-on-one situations and letting them go in for us.
Talking with Mike Horowitz, the new offensive coordinator at Central College, getting ready for the start of the 2024 season. Let's just kind of go around the diamond a little bit, because I've got to imagine it helps you a ton as a first-year offensive coordinator, play caller, to have the talent returning that you do. And two of them at quarterback that have taken a lot of snaps here at Central, Hunter Hoffman and Brady Ketchum. What do you like about those guys? What do you expect out of them this season?
Number one, I like their leadership. I like the way that they approach every day. They're really smart guys. They're guys who I can give them a correction. They'll make that correction on the next play. So I really respect that about them. One thing that's been a big emphasis for us is taking care of the football. We took care of the football pretty well last season, but in a couple of big games, it showed up. So that's been a big emphasis for us, and they've responded really well to that. I've loved their approach. I've loved the way that they've led our guys and jumped into learn some new things this offseason.
And then they've got a couple of many really great, guys to throw to on the outside. A couple of the COVID fifth-year seniors, Ryan New, Logan Mont. I mean, those are like program staples and just two great guys. But beyond them, we saw Cam Schulte shine a little bit as a freshman. There's a lot of other guys there. What do you like about that receiver group, and what kind of expectations do you have from them?
Well, number one, I like their speed. It's something that I can't coach, and no one around here can coach. Coach Johnson does a great job with those guys and develop them too. But, I feel really good about our team speed. I love the way that those guys go attack the football. You know, Logan Mott is a really quick change of direction guy, and so we use him a lot of isolation routes and beating guys over the middle, trying to get him matched up on linebackers, things like that. It's really advantageous for us. But, man, they've been awesome too. You know, we're an up-tempo offense, so we ask them to run a lot. You know, these trackers that tell us how far our guys are running. And if you ever wondered how far a receiver runs in a game, Ryan New ran 6 miles in a game last year. So we asked those guys to run a lot. And so they're well-conditioned. You know, we've been out in the heat some this camp so far, and so they've done a good job of responding to that and taking that challenge on.
We love Grant Nelson here on KRLS. Been covering him since he was a freshman at Pella High, now a senior here at Central. You were telling me before he came on the air, really his first full, healthy camp. Expecting big things out of Grant?
Yeah, Grant Nelson's looked awesome. You know, he's been a great athlete in this area for a long time, I understand. And, you know, he just is a do-it-all guy for you. You know, a tight end in our system, we ask him to do a lot. He's got to mix it up in the box. He's got to catch some footballs, make some people miss in the open field. We had a scrimmage this past Saturday. He caught a ball, on the 8-yard line. I think last year he might have got tackled at the 5, made 2 guys miss and scored a touchdown. So Grant Nelson's looked really good. We're excited about him and what he's going to do for us this year.
And then at running back, Keegan Glover came in as a quarterback, kind of turned into a Swiss Army knife kind of a guy last year. One of, a few guys that you're counting on back there. Talk about your running back group and how much, the running game seems like it's been a little bit of an afterthought the last, handful of years. How much do you kind of intend to implement that this year?
No, absolutely. Again, going back to our offense, I think our offense has been great, but in the big games, I think we got a little bit too one-dimensional. So that's been a big focus for us is running the football, and Keegan Glover's going to lead the way this year doing that. He's an explosive guy. He gets up to the second level, he's going to make that safety miss and take it for a big one. So we're excited about him. Jace Grunder's looked great in camp too. Kyle Norton's been a really steady guy for us. I trust those guys in pass protection. They've shown some ability to make some people miss in the open field as well. So that whole unit's been doing a great job for us.
And none of it happens or none of it works without the offensive line doing their thing. What kind of things are you thinking or expecting out of that group this year?
No, you're absolutely right. Big men lead the way. We talk about that all the time here. And I'm expecting great things. We've got 3 guys, 3 seniors on that line and a lot of guys with a lot of reps under their belt. So I'm excited about what they're going to put on the film this season and establishing that run early. And so, again, going back to our tempo and win the fourth quarter, we ask our offensive linemen to do more than a lot of offensive lines do just because we play with that tempo. And so they got to be in shape as well, and they've responded really well to that and put a lot of great things on film so far.
Well, I'm amped for the season, and I'm even more excited hearing about what we've got going on the offensive side of the ball. For you, when you get out there Saturday afternoon, Illinois Wesleyan, headset on, calling plays, how exciting will that be to just kind of finally get thrown into the fire?
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. You know, Coach Martin does a good job of throwing us in the fire, too, so I'll certainly be prepared. And I'm a big believer in preparation breeds confidence. And I talk about that with our players all the time, and the same goes for me. I've been preparing for this since I got the job, so very excited. I'm going to have a lot of family in town. Can't wait to see all of them, too. It's just going to be an awesome experience.
All right. Hey, thanks for the time, Mike. Best of luck getting this season rocking and rolling. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much, Trevor.
All right, that's Mike Horowitz, the new offensive coordinator of the Central College football team. Central and Illinois Wesleyan Saturday at 1 o'clock. We'll have pregame at 12:35. Of course, we've got all Central games all year long here on 92.1 KRLS. For today's Lely Radio Sports page and KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Trevor Castle.